I know we were very lucky in Horsham then, because quite a lot of people around used to have fruit trees, and they used to put like a bath of old windfall apples out. You could always find somebody that got plums or greengages, so we sort of existed on that type of thing. And of course, our mothers used to make jam when they could, but of course, the things we were always short of was milk and sugar and tea. And I do remember being sent either to the next door neighbour or my mother's friend further down and borrow a cup of sugar until like next week, or a couple of spoonfuls of tea. And people did that quite a lot, because you only got the ration once a week, and things were on points, tin goods were on points, which you saved up, so you could either say, you know, for example, a tin of salmon was either 10 points, but for that 10 points, you probably could have got three tins apiece. So, you know, it was a choice of what they had. But, I mean, we had tin carrots and tin peas and that type of thing. And potatoes. I think one of the worst things is when bread went on ration. That I do remember, because you were rationed what you could have. My mother used to cut off so many slices, and that was all you could have. And potatoes were at one stage, I'm sure, rationed. And I think that was the hardest thing of all. As I say, and you always had to watch the milk. But then, of course, we had free school milk, so that wasn't such a tragedy. And I think it was, as I say, just kept from us, really. I mean, I think if I think about it, we lived on, you know, stews, and my mother used to call it scrag end, and bacon puddings, which was mostly fat and mostly whatever. And strangely enough, were they, the local bakers, they used to make these pink, awful buns, and we, that was a treat to have one of those. But I don't think we could have had cakes or biscuits. I don't remember it being a hardship, because nobody did. Sweets were on ration. That was the thing most of all. Not that we'd had a lot before, but the fact that you knew you couldn't have them. And I think I'm right in saying it was 2 ounces a week, and you could either save them up. That was a great treat, having your sweet ration on a whatever day of the week it was. I remember when sweets came off the ration. I was about 13 or 14 then, when they came off, and that everybody went mad with the chocolate. You know. Anyway,
so do you think your mother sort of cut down on what she ate to make sure that you had?
I don't think there was any of that with anybody I ever knew. You all sat down to eat together. There wasn't any question of my mother serving us no, not eating. You sat down, and we always were brought up. I mean, it sounds ridiculous today, but we always had to say grace before we left the table, though my mother wasn't the least bit religious. But we always had to say, thank God for my good tea, dinner, whatever. Please may I leave the table. That was parrot fashion. And you had to clear your plate. And if you didn't, you sat there until you did. So, and I don't think my mother starved herself. I'm sure she didn't. I just think they managed. Don't know how, but they did. Mm-hmm.